Today's Froggy 99.9. It's Lily along with Mandy from the Froggy Morning Show with Colin and Mandy, and back with Miss North Dakota USA, Audra Mari. So I gotta ask, what was the most nerve-wracking part of being on live television during the Miss USA pageant? Was it the impromptu question? Was it the parading around in the swimsuit? Was it walking in my ball gown hoping I don't trip? Forgetting the dance moves.
Yeah, you know, honestly, for me, forgetting the dance moves was the scariest because I'm not a dancer. But I knew if I was in the dancing portion of it that I wasn't a semifinalist. So at that point, I was like, well, I guess it really doesn't matter if I screw up on my dance, you know, because they're not judging me anymore. Swimsuit wasn't scared. Evening gown wasn't scared. I had practiced in the swimsuit and in my evening gown hundreds of times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In the same exact shoes.
Yes.
Knew my walk, knew my poses, and memorized what I was going to do. The final question scared me only of the aspect of I didn't know what they were going to ask.
Right.
You don't ever know if you are prepared on every single current event, every single issue, every single stance, and what your opinion is on them, because that's the most important part. You have to have an opinion on everything, but you can't offend anyone either. The judges are going to be split half and half. Abortion, you know, gay marriage, everyone, they always have an opinion on that. So to be able to answer that, have an opinion, but not offend anyone is extremely hard. Mm. But honestly, when I was up there, all I can remember is that I wasn't really nervous and I was just trying to zone in and not really think about all of the people watching me, because the second you think about that is the second you
get nervous.
You fumble and you do not. Yeah. So basically the most important thing is where your mindset's at and what you're thinking about.
Okay. Something that Froggy listeners don't know or don't expect from Miss North Dakota USA. What's a little secret you can share with us?
Well, I guess you think of a pageant girl and you think of always composed, always makeup, always dressing nice, always everything.
You do look lovely today,
oh,
by the way. She is wearing her sash. She brought her crown along. We might have to take pictures
of
that.
Of course.
But
I think just to know that I'm a real person. I mean, anybody can do this. Anybody can be great at it. And I'm not your typical pageant girl. I mean, I don't really like to wear makeup and my hair is normally always up. And I do love fashion, but other than that, I mean, when people see me and I'm not wearing makeup and I'm not dressed up and I'm not, you know, wearing high heels.
Do you have a stylist?
A lot of girls do. Yeah, I don't
because
I love it so much. A lot of girls that aren't very good at it, though, they do choose to get a stylist. But for me, that was one of the fun things.
Your dress was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you, when they started the gown competition, the one that I thought was, was Nevada.
I know.
That I was
gown.
Like, what was that? She's gonna like take an eye out with that thing sticking up there. It was like,
oh, that's true.
And then whoever was doing the commentary is like, oh, she's being very bold. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's risky, some of the gown choices.
Well, it really shows your personality.
I didn't make my mind until probably 3-4 weeks before the pageant.
Oh, wow. Well, we've got to let you go because you are on a whirlwind radio tour in our own building today. So thank you so much for coming in and chatting and giving us a little more inside information about the Miss USA pageant. And we're still kind of hoping that somehow
if she wins Miss Universe, I'll be the next Miss USA.
And when is that pageant?
It hasn't been announced yet. Normally it's November, December, but we can positively root for her to win Miss Universe.
Yes,
so
we definitely will.
Yes.
I don't think she's the best choice.
Oh, goodness.
But,
yeah. And I mean, your life. She lives in New York now. She's in the Trump Towers living in New York, all expenses paid.
She's really excited about that.
Yeah, your life has changed instantly, so.
Did you get to meet the Donald?
You know, he was great to me.
Did you get to meet him?
He came to me right before I went on, and he said, you look beautiful. Go kill it out there in North Dakota. And so he's really personable. No negative things to say about him.
Audra, thanks again so much for coming in and talking to us this morning.
Thank you guys so much.